The House of Representatives is putting the finishing touches on a federal budget for fiscal year 2005, which begins October 1st. The most contentious issue in this year's debate is the mounting deficit and how to deal with it. The red ink has raised serious concerns among fiscal conservatives of both parties. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Every budget proposal this year, the presidents, the Republican leaders, the various Democrats, would spend more money than the government will take in 2005. That's the definition of a deficit, the amount spent over what you have in a given year. This year's deficit is expected to climb to $477 billion, and that's making just about everyone in Washington cringe. Texas Congressman Charlie Stenholm leads a group of fiscally conservative Democrats called the Blue Dogs, who are sharply critical of the Republicans' budget proposal.
When you find yourself in a hole, the first rule is to quit digging. Our country has a massive problem with fiscal deficits today.
Stenholm and other Blue Dogs say to get out of the deficit hole, lawmakers have to moderate some of the tax cuts Republicans continue to push for. But Jim Nussle, the House Budget Committee chairman, retorts that it's Democrats that have to stop digging.
Stop digging in the pockets of families and small businesses and farmers and ranchers. They're digging and they're digging and they're digging for more and more and more taxes.
That argument, whether to blame increased spending or the Bush tax cuts for the deep budget deficits, never seems to end these days. And House Republican leaders are feeling the political heat. Evidence is their budget proposal, which freezes spending on many domestic programs and makes smaller tax cuts than President Bush wanted. Still, it was increasingly evident today that the debate was less about this year's budget and more about this year's elections. Republicans like Mississippi's Roger Wicker used the budget to argue that there are basic philosophical differences between his party and the Democrats.
If you look down through history, basically, when the Democrats propose a budget, they propose increased spending and increased taxes. When the Republicans propose a budget, we try to hold the line on spending, as this budget does, and to have a lower tax burden on the American people.
And while some Democrats tried to fend off the politically dirty nickname of tax and spend liberal, others decided they'd take that moniker, like Alabama's Arthur Davis.
If it makes you a liberal to stand for full funding for No Child Left Behind, and if it makes you a liberal to stand up for a revitalized federal commitment to Medicaid, if it makes you a liberal to care about the plight of some of our children and some other people who are living in public housing, I know some of us are willing to wear that tag.
After the dust clears from the budget battle, there will still be a government to fund. Republican leaders in the House and Senate will next try to work out the differences between their two budget plans. That's going to be difficult since the Senate, which passed its budget 2 weeks ago, adopted budget rules about tax cuts that are more strict. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.